From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
That heavy traffic, that's at that number. I mean, is this good? I mean, this is a big number, isn't it?
It is a big number, and I'll explain what we're talking about here. Let's get back to counting cars and trucks. That's what we're doing here this morning, Mike. So this is the ANZ Trachometer, which is basically a high-frequency data series, comes out every month, that looks at the amount of traffic on the road. And, you're right, there's a bit of a surprise in the outcome, but I think it highlights the volatility of that particular data set rather than sending us a sort of definitive economic signal. The ANZ Trachometer has two outcomes, a light traffic index and a heavy traffic index. The light traffic index has risen 1.6% in August, but the heavy traffic index has rebounded a very weighty 6.2%. Now, your light traffic index, generally a good indicator of demand and consumer willingness to spend. The ANZ reckons it gives you a six-month lead on momentum in the economy. And there is a mild upward trend going on here in the light traffic index, which is consistent with the fact that we've got more people, Mike. The population has increased. We've had very strong migration, so you would expect to see a light upward trend there. The heavy traffic index, that's a good steer on production GDP, but the raw data is very volatile. So a jump like this basically means if you look at the smooth series and take out that volatility, that smooth series has stabilized. Now, if you compare the trend in the heavy traffic index before COVID, pre-COVID, there was a pretty clear and inexorable upward trend. Right now, or post-COVID, we're still waiting to see a sort of trend reassert itself. So, yeah, interesting, but I think more to do with data volatility than anything else.
All right, what about the Treasury rate in America?
Yeah, look, I do want to talk sort of bigger picture stuff here, Mike, about what's happening in the US and in the economic situation. The US interest rates have been heading higher. I'm talking here about things like the US 10-year Treasury rate. Now, it's currently sitting at 4.55. Now, the important thing about this, Mike, is this is the highest rate this has been at since 2007. This is the highest rate we've seen in the US Treasury in 16 years. Now, the five-year rates, we're looking at similar moves in their five-year rates as well. Now, there is historically a good correlation between these offshore longer-term rates and longer-term rates here in New Zealand. Now, this rate is rising over concerns about how resilient the US economy is and how long the Federal Reserve will keep the pressure on monetary policy. And the sentiment coming out of the Fed is rates higher for longer. But what I want to point out this morning, Mike, very quickly, is that there are some potential headwinds brewing that are very current at the moment. They're sort of brewing in the background, but collectively they could be quite important. The first one is, and we're going to talk about this more over the next couple of days, is the prospect of US government shutdown again. So the federal funds are due to run out on the 30th of September. At the moment, there is no deal between the Republicans and Democrats to allow spending to continue. You've got divisions within Republicans in the House of Representatives, small group of right-wing Republicans who are refusing to pass the budget bills. This was said will develop over the next few days, but you really don't want that part of the economy slowing down. You've got rising oil prices. We've talked about these before, Mike. People spending more money on petrol reduces their discretionary spending elsewhere. You've got the auto workers' strike, which curbs auto production. If it's prolonged, it potentially broadens. That'll curb economic growth as well. And also, Mike, on the 1st of October in the US, people have to start making repayments again on their student loans. In March 2020, payments on student loans in the US were paused. They start again next week. So you've been sitting there not paying anything off your student loan. All of a sudden, you've got to put some money aside to repay your student loan. Now, individually, these issues may not be material, but collectively, this could be a slightly different story. Collectively, could take a bit of puff out of the US economy, which is what the Fed wants to see. But these are very interesting times in the US at the moment.
Mike, lay some numbers on me.
Well, the US share market has had it's had a crap month, basically, in September, which is sort of consistent with what's happened historically, and we're seeing weakness again overnight. The Dow Jones, 33,708, it's down 300 points, 0.88%. The S&P 500 is down 45 points, that's 1%, 4,292. And the NASDAQ is down 152 points, which is just over 1%, 13,119. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 2,7625. The Nikkei was down 1.1%, 32,315, the mark there. Shanghai Composite was down 0.43%, 3102. Yesterday, the Aussies lost just over 0.5% on the ASX 200, 7038 there. The NZX 50, we lost 0.3% yesterday, 11,342. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar will get you 0.5955 in the wholesale markets, 0.9293 Aussie, 0.5634 euro, 0.4893 against the pound, 88.68 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,901 and Brent crude $94.17.
Have a good one. See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.